JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we head to Montego Bay for the opening of the Western Office of the Public Defender, and later, a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
Parents, how do you think your children feel when they are beaten?
I feel so sad when my mother beats me.
It makes me feel so angry.
I feel embarrassed, and I feel like you just don't care.
It has been proven that coercive parenting is directly linked to the aggression your children are displaying in schools. The National Parenting Support Commission is imploring you, parents, rethink your actions. Stop beating your children.
A message from the National Parenting Support Commission in collaboration with Ministry of Education, Youth and Information for improved safety and security in schools.
Residents of Western Jamaica will now have easier access to the services of the public defender with the recent opening of a regional office in Montego Bay, St. James, located at Shop 18 St. Claver Avenue. The office will serve the parishes of Hanover, Westmoreland, St. Elizabeth, Trelawney, and St. James. Public defender Arlene Harrison-Henry has reassured citizens that the office will continue to protect and enforce the rights of all Jamaicans and ensure equal access to justice.
The service that we offer must be accessible to every Jamaican with relative ease.
It is expected that the office will boost efforts and broaden the scope of justice services in Western Jamaica and enhance the justice system. The public defender is empowered to investigate any action taken by any state authority which results in injustices to or infringes on the constitutional rights of any person or group. A complaint should be made by the person who has suffered the injustice. If the person has died or is underage or cannot act for himself or herself, then someone else may make the complaint. Simply write your complaint letter to the Office of the Public Defender and include the following: the complainant's name, address, age, telephone, email, and whether or not the person has a disability. The letter should also include the name of the authority you are complaining about and all the facts about your complaint, including the date of the event. For more information on the services available through the Office of the Public Defender, visit opd.gov.jm. Economic development benefits from stable and predictable macroeconomic conditions, which include relatively low levels of inflation, a stable exchange rate, and sustainable fiscal balances. That's why Outcome 7 under Goal 3 of Vision 2030 focuses on a stable macroeconomy. View the dashboard of indicators at vision2030.gov.jm.
The Real Estate Board is currently accepting applications for the following mandatory courses as part of the Continuing Professional Development Course requirements. AML Update, Terrorism Prevention Act will be held on January 3, 4, 10, and 11, and the Real Estate Dealers and Developers Act, January 22 and 30, 2018. Contact the Real Estate Board at 926-9748-9 for more information.
And here's an earthquake prep tip. If an earthquake occurs while you are driving, pull over as soon as possible in a clear location. Stop and stay there with your seatbelt fastened until the shaking has stopped. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.